Sometimes the marquee pitching matchups do not live up to the hype. This one did. Kershaw versus Lynn, but it's Lynn who falls behind early.
The windup by Lynn, the 3-2 pitch, a swing and a drive, deep center field. Fowler just looks up and watches it fly over the 395 sign. Grandal hits his fifth home run of the year, 1-0 Dodgers. From the belt, the pitch. Swing and a miss! He struck out Forsythe for a fourth time tonight, and that's 10 strikeouts for Lynn. He leaves two on. The Dodgers have stranded three. We go to a do-or-die ninth for the Cardinals with the Dodgers leading 1-0. Clayton Kershaw just came out to begin his warm-ups for the ninth inning. Dexter Fowler's the batter, so the tying run is in scoring position. The pitch. In the dirt, and it gets away from Grandal. Moving over toward the Dodger dugout. Here comes Gritchick streaking home. Safe! Safe! A tie ball game on a wild pitch. How about that?
Molina, the last Cardinal hope here in the 10th. And here it comes. The 0-2 pitch is hit hard into right center field. Back goes Peterson to the gap and collides with Puig. Puig catches the baseball, and Peterson and Puig have run into each other. And they're both down in right center field. Both Puig and Peterson getting a round of applause on a terrific play. They're off the field now, both of them walking off under their own power.
13th inning. You want to keep your fielders sharp. The 1-1 pitch from Broxton. Here it comes. A swing and a drive to right field. That's down the line. It's down and bounces off the sidewall. It gets away from Piscotty, and the winning run scores. Broxton walked a batter with two outs in the 13th inning, and Forsythe, with his first hit in five at-bats, gives the Dodgers a 2-1 win in 13 innings at Dodger Stadium.
Second career walk-off hit for Logan Forsythe. The Dodgers take it 2-1 in 13. This was the first game in the Major League since April of 2014 where each starting pitcher turned in at least 8 innings with double-digit strikeouts. Mike Matheny could not have asked for anything more from his starter Lance Lynn, who turned in 8 brilliant innings of one-run ball, striking out 10. But not even that was enough for the Cardinals in the end, as they suffered a 2-1 13-inning loss to the Dodgers on Tuesday. Here is the St. Louis skipper commenting on the setback.
You knew when we had it into this, I figured it was going to be a well-pitched game on both sides. Thought our bullpen came in, did a great job too. And, you know, I was just going to see who was going to get that big hit, and it was them.
Smarja was really good the other day as well. Other than just the pitching, when you put your finger on anything, why it seems pretty difficult for the offense to churn out a run.
Yeah, you're getting a couple of better pitchers in the league. I mean, I don't think you can make anything more of it than that. And, you know, we just scored a bunch of runs 2 games ago. I mean, last game, that last day in St. Louis. So, you have run into a couple good pitchers. You're going to have to figure out a way to keep them suppressed, and we did. Just couldn't get enough going.
The Cardinals send Mike Leake to the mound on Wednesday as he opposes Rich Hill.